breaking news. The news that's important to you is on now with Kitty O'Neill and Jay Allen. News Talk 1530 KFVK.
Well, just in time for the new school year, today marks the second annual National Punctuation Day. It's a day for librarians, educators, parents to teach and promote good writing skills to their students and their children.
Well, joining us live is the founder of National Punctuation Day, Jeff Rubin. Jeff, welcome to KFBK. And what was the impetus in your mind to get this thing started?
Well, Kitty J, I did it to save my marriage.
Pretty noble.
Yeah.
Well, I would sit at the kitchen table and I'd mark up the newspaper in the morning with red ink, a red pen, and when I was finished, it looked like I'd popped an artery.
Oh, we were talking about addictions earlier. I think you're addicted to punctuating.
I am, and also cursing, because lots of expletives came out of my mouth, and which my wife didn't appreciate. So I had to find a safer way to let out my anger and frustration, so I founded this holiday.
And do you find an increasing lack of both spelling and grammar and punctuation errors?
Yes, it's getting worse.
Well, it is getting worse, and of course you must be going crazy with the whole internet phenomena craze, because there's no punctuation. Everything's run together.
Or my daughter text messaging me the other day over the weekend, and
yes.
It takes me a while to unravel what that means.
Because it's too much trouble to put in the punctuation. So you've got a lot of things going against you, Jeff.
Everybody thinks they're an E.E. Cummings. It's kind of the degradation of writing skills.
For those of you not familiar, no caps.
Yes. Yes.
No caps.
Yeah. So what kind of response do you get other than calls from, talk people like us?
Well, I'll tell you, the response has been extraordinary. I've been deluged with emails and even phone calls from people all across the United States thanking me for bringing this to the public's awareness, and I'm finding out that I'm not the only anal person in the country when it comes to punctuation. There are other people who are quite concerned about it.
Yeah, I think we all, well, Jay and I are in the writing business. We edit a lot of copy and read a lot of copy, and I'm telling you, if you're reading copy out loud, very often the times that we misspeak is often because of punctuation.
That's
somebody
right.
Leaves something out, and it's amazing what a comma or period will do,
can
or lack thereof.
Can you imagine reading your copy without punctuation at all?
Joining us live is the founder of National Punctuation Day, Jeff Rubin. Jeff, welcome to KFK. Does it just drive you crazy when you see bad punctuation? What did you start punctual day? What prompted you to start it like that?
Let's give you an example of no punctuation. Yeah.
Yeah. The teaching community must be big on your side.
I found also bloggers. Most of the teaching industry websites have listed National Punctuation Day, and a lot of bloggers are talking about it. It's really encouraging to see how many people are interested in this.
Well, I know everybody has their pet peeve. Our editors doesn't appreciate when people don't get the difference between it's, with an apostrophe, and it's just, possessive. Yeah.
It's the one I see most frequently.
The contraction, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, there. It's 222.
And commas and periods outside the end quotation mark.
Ooh.
And plurals of names like Smith, S-M-I-T-H, apostrophe S. I want to say the Smith's what? The Smith's house, the Smith's car.
Right.
So those are the most frequent ones that I see.
What is your biggest pet peeve?
Oh, my biggest pet peeve has to be the it's thing. That just drives me nuts.
Wow.
Especially when I see it in newspapers and magazines.
Well, that's just something the editor has not caught, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, and when I get photographs, I post them on my website. So when I invite your listeners to send me photographs of incorrectly punctuated signage at nationalpunctuationday.com, and I'll post it with a photo credit.
Okay.
Cool. So what's that website again?
nationalpunctuationday.com. You know, education doesn't seem to work, so now we have to turn to embarrassment.
Shame and embarrassment.
Oh, shame you into getting those punctuation marks in.
Well, right. With an exclamation point, we thank you for being with us.
And thank you, and don't forget to live life one apostrophe at a time.
All right, well spoken. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Jeff Rubin, the founder, actually, of National Punctuation Day.